All right, we have returned our featured guest voice, Darling Jones, Hoshindo Sensei. I'm going to call her voice, or I might throw in a voice sensei, that she is a master and has been trained in Japan and is the only practitioner here or teacher.
I've trained one person here.
There is one person.
Mm-hmm. Joyce practiced. Redder. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Hoshindo translates to the way of the bee. We'll pick up here because we were talking about you being in Japan and having, you know, I would call it a miraculous experience of having no pain after an injury. You fell.
And within 3 days, no swelling.
So let's go back to what they did and what you do here. It's really the same thing. Mm-hmm. What I've experienced, and I'll throw in my commentary. You be the play-by-play announcer, and I'll do some color commentary. But the actual practice, the bees, first of all, ceremonially, you begin by raising the bees yourself. You have four hives. So
yes.
You're a beekeeper.
I'm a beekeeper. I'm a small beekeeper because I don't need that many hives because I don't sell commercially my honey, you know, as many of the beekeepers in the local area do.
Yeah.
So for a Hoshindo practitioner, even two hives would be sufficient, you know, for a practice.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have four hives.
Mm-hmm.
And you use some of the honey for yourself? Or
Primarily, I use it for my clients, and I leave most of it for the bees, mm-hmm. and I put it in some of the products that I make.
Okay. We'll talk about the products momentarily. I'm intrigued. I know kind of what you do, but let's pick it up here, taking you back. Anything else that you want to say from your experience in Japan? And if not, we'll return here to the United States. Anything during your training that stands out that you might want to talk about Hoshindo? I think the one thing that impressed me was this precedes acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a form of acupuncture if you want to look at it that way, but not only
it's not really a puncture, it's a barb on the end of the stinger, which just catches the outer epidermis.
So it's a tapping.
It's not an injection in the sense of injecting a needle.
Okay, so it doesn't go into the skin as far as a...
No, it's only the outer layer.
Okay, so you take a bee, and I've been on the table when you do this. I haven't actually seen you, but I've heard it. Describe what you do, and I'll be I'm the patient on the table if you want to say anything. So.
Well, to begin with, in Hoshindo, we do take an Akashi history, a summary, a health summary. We read the pulses. There's six pulses on each wrist, and so there are 12 pulses that we read that lead to various meridians in the body. It's like being able to tell what's happening in the heart meridian or the lung meridian, et cetera. And once we do that, then we have the health history. Then we're going to do a very simple test on the patient. And so there are two points on either side of the navel, their kidney points. And so we remove the stinger from a live bee and put it into the forceps and then very, very delicately just tap on either side of the navel. And there's a little smudge that will begin on the skin. And depending on the width of that smudge and the sensitivity and what the pulses are telling us, then we know how many bees to use.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'll say this personally, my experience as well, as I'm sure Voice will say the same thing. This is not like getting stung full force with a bee, with the barb, with the stinger getting stuck into your skin and the bee dying, although the bee will die because the stinger and the venom sac is out. So it's much lighter in terms of the feeling.
It's very homeopathic.
Very homeopathic.
Think of it as you know, bee homeopathy.
Bee homeopathy.
Because what happens when you tap the skin, there's a micro amount of the bee venom, which is a medicine, it's not a poison, and you just have a response from the body. So the immune system perceives this as a foreign protein that's coming into the body that they can just sense on the surface. And so the immune system immediately goes into action, goes to the spot that you've tapped and heats it. So there's a little redness there. And so it's a way of guiding the immune system. For instance, if you have arthritis you know, the body's kind of forgotten where it's what it's supposed to do. The immune system is running amok, and it's basically turning on itself, on the on your body, and it's forgotten what it has to do, and so it just lays up deposits of calcium, for instance. And bee venom placed on a particular point of, you know, like the calcification that happens with arthritis can begin to dissolve. Actually, just that tiny amount on the surface of the skin will activate the immune system to go in and begin to dissolve that. In other words, it remembers what it was supposed to be doing to begin with.
Yeah. I want to say, you know, when you said dissolving, because I saw you a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. just, and I know you did the pulses and were working with the kidney, bladder, urinary meridian, but I know you tapped extra on that lipoma, which mm-hmm. is a little fat deposit. And I'm just feeling it now, and it seems smaller mm-hmm. just up after a couple of days. So is that dissolving the fat?
It's not like it's dissolving the fat, but it's bringing the immune system in there to work internally to do what is supposed to be done in that area.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, it's like a biocomputer. We have this wonderful intelligence, formative intelligence in our bodies. And if we just give it a gentle nudge here and there, it's very helpful, you know, to help us to heal ourselves. So basically, with Hoshin Do, the body is healing itself. You know, the bees are the primary mover. I've been trained to know where to place the points, but the body is healing one, you know.
And you would use anywhere from one to a number of bees, depending on a person's sensitivity, how many taps they can take, what the pulses are that you read, what the imbalances is.
Yeah, we're constantly, you know, as a Hoshin Do practitioner, you're constantly checking, you continue to check the pulses, which is very much East Asian medicine from Japan. Traditional Chinese medicine may only check a pulse at the beginning or the end, traditionally. However, with Hoshin, you may check the pulses as many as five or six times to see if the treatment you're using is actually doing what you're wanting it to do, to really balance the major organs. Mm-hmm. And then you know what else, you know, remains to be done.
And I know there's a link on your website that talks about ceremonial practices. Would you say this is really spiritual underneath? This is about life force, chi, ki, all the words for changing energy flows and blockages and flows?
Exactly. With Hoshin Do, we have a practice of meditation and mantra, and the way we approach the bees, we consider ourselves the keepers and guardians of the bees and the bee medicine. And so we have tremendous respect for the bee, because without the bee, our planet probably couldn't go on for more than 6 years, according to Einstein.
Uh-huh.
And so it's very important. I don't think a lot of the public may not realize until this recent collapse of the colony of bees around the world that we're facing a very difficult situation, and therefore we must all protect the bees. And I would encourage everyone that wishes to become a beekeeper.
All right.
You know.
We'll come back to the bees and Hoshin Do. I just want to go to Reiki for a moment, because you're a Reiki master. You teach that. And I know when I'm on the table after the tapping, you're relaxed. You do some Reiki and some other techniques, a little bit of smudging, maybe some sounds. How does that fit in?
Well, there are additional therapies that come into Hoshin. For instance, someone may be extremely stressed and tense and in pain, and it's often useful to begin by fanning. We use fans to fan the person. And then to place Reiki to begin to relax. And usually with Reiki, we start at the head and then go to the feet on certain occasions, because that begins to relax the entire body. And so that comes into it. We use sound, you know, healing with sound. with Tibetan singing bowls, you know, the usual kind of things that you might find here in Santa Fe. And, you know, which is very soothing and relaxing to the body because we're dealing with octaves of sound, and sound has geometric shapes, and it goes into the body and makes a shift. Uh-huh. So it's very relaxing.
All right. We're going to continue our conversation. We'll take another break here. Our featured guest, Voice Darling Jones, Hoshindo Sensei, or Voice Sensei. And we'll come back and talk a little more about how the bee venom and the bee therapy and also another link on the website that talks about Japanese meridian apitherapy. We'll come back and pick up with that.